So I go on this Bumble date and I show up and he's like really tall and I'm like, okay, awesome already, great, good vibes. Then we both like theater, we're talking about theater, we're having drinks, it's nice. We go on a couple more dates, we're talking about everything. He talks his parents, I talk my parents, his sister, whatever, just like all the good things. But every time we would go on these dates, like I would have one drink and he would have like four. So I'm like, red flag. Okay, great. Keep it moving.
Yes, because him having four drinks every date is a red flag, but it's offset by the fact that he's really tall, which is good vibes.
Just like a woman.
By the way, sweetie, if he's really tall, he probably needs more than four drinks to get drunk.
Then one day on our fourth date, I ask him, are your parents married? He goes, they used to be. I go, when do they get divorced? He goes, my dad is dead. And I go, your mom must be really sad.
Bruh.
Then we made out on my doorstep, and I never heard from him again.
And you know why that happened? Because the vast majority of women never had to get good at dating or even interacting with men in general. Because most men would completely ignore the BS that comes out of a woman's mouth in the hopes that he can put his quantum harmonizer in her photonic resonation chamber.
Y'all are toxic.
I would have thought that was obvious at this point.
So I had this guy that was coming over regularly, and I made it a point to be known early on that I didn't like sports. I don't want to watch sports with you. I don't care about sports at all. When I kind of took a week or two break from seeing him, I was hanging out with someone else.
Propaganda tool.
So the next time regular guy came over, he knows my apartment. So he went to sit down on my couch, and he looks over, and he's like, what is that? I'm like, what? He goes, is this your cup? I'm like, looking. It's a sports cup. It's like a sports turvis. I go, that is not my cup. And he was like, all right, so whose cup is this? And I just looked at him and just kind of smiled.
All right, let me just cut to the chase, ma'am. You can feel like what you want to, but women like you die alone.
He mentioned something about this not being a label. And I was like, wait, this whole time I'm thinking that we're together.
Oh, he dropped the no label on you.
Whenever a guy says, I don't want labels, then you should just get d***ed by all of his friends.
Oh! Ew!
Sweetie, you might not be aware of this, given your chosen profession, but most straight men with even a modicum of self-respect wouldn't agree to that. Because being naked in a room with other naked men and their eggplants all waiting to take a turn at some overused holes is ultra cringe and kinda not 100% straight, if you get my point.
Bruh.
Also, some of us have that thing called honor, and we wouldn't do that to one of our friends, no matter how much of an eager garden tool his woman is. But hey, if you want to go down the path of dishonor, in the interest of gender equality, I think it's only fair that he also does all of your girlfriends. The only difference is, he's gonna be hailed as a stud for doing that. On the other hand, you're gonna be pretty much like the southern border. Wide open and overused by people who really shouldn't be there.
It's sad, isn't it?
Let me tell you, if a guy says to you, I want peace in my relationships, if he says, I want a drama-free relationship, if he says, I just want things to be easy, run for the hills. Run for the hills immediately in that moment. Just turn around and walk away. Because what he's actually saying to you is that he has no emotional capacity. He has no conflict resolution skills. Life is not easy.
Actually, sweetie, if you think about it, life is kind of like a man's eggplant. Simple, relaxed, and hanging freely. It's the women that make it hard.
Also, interestingly enough, I'm a dating coach, but I'm also a matchmaker, okay? And so I speak to people like 6 times a day about their preferences, their interests, their, you know, what they're looking for. Never once, and I tell you, never once have I written down from a woman wants an easy relationship. Wants a drama-free relationship. Never once.
I don't want peace. I want problems, always.
Men, something easy, something drama-free.
Well, sweetie, let me mansplain it to you. A lot of you lovely ladies can't control your emotions, and you're just looking to dump all of your emotional crap on a man. Now, this would be more tolerable for a man if we could also share our emotions with you. But if we do, it's pretty much this.
I did not interview men for the first 4 years of my study. And it wasn't until a man looked at me one day after a book signing and said, I love what you have to say about shame. I'm curious why you didn't mention men. And I said, I don't study men. And he said, that's convenient. And I said, why? And he said, because you say to reach out, tell our story, be vulnerable. But you see those books you just signed for my wife and my three daughters? I said, yeah. They'd rather me die on top of my white horse than watch me fall down. When we reach out and be vulnerable, we get the shit out of us. And don't tell me it's from the guys and the coaches and the dads. Because the women in my life are harder on me than anyone else.
So yeah, we want easy relationships. And if you can't provide that, by all means, go cry to your cats.
We're not interested.
And that's the bottom line, 'cause Stone Cold said so.